This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The following story is not certified organic. It's been a profitable year for makers of chemicals which kill bugs in America's cornfields. That's because one tenacious pest, the rootworm, has developed resistance to a genetically modified strain of corn. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Corn stands a foot high at Darwin Bateen's farm in Sac County, Iowa, on a breezy summer day.
Well, the one I had trouble with the rootworms is that field over there.
The rootworm he's talking about was the scourge of the cornfield for years. The insect's larvae feed on the roots of the corn, knocking the plants over row by row. Then, 10 years ago, Monsanto introduced what's called BT corn. It's genetically engineered to emit a toxin that kills the larvae.
And I didn't need insecticide. I could just use that. And so we used that and got along good.
Until they didn't. This year, the farmer applied a trusted soil insecticide, and that's what concerns the EPA. Stephen Bradbury directs the Office of Pesticide Programs at the EPA.
One of the points in our decision to register the BT toxins was that that would eliminate the need to use soil-applied corn rootworm insecticide.
Now, surveys show as many as half of Midwestern farmers are still using BT corn, but they're applying insecticide, too, and that adds up. Aaron Locker is marketing director for the farm products manufacturer FMC. He says sales and profits are on the rise.
Due in part to resistance to corn rootworm.
And the gains are industry-wide. Luke Samuel is Monsanto's corn insect traits manager. He says rootworms have been a challenge in the past and they'll be a challenge in the future.
Resistance is not a new concept in agriculture.
The EPA says Monsanto is moving in the right direction. The company introduced seed with a new toxin to confound the rootworm larvae, and they're encouraging farmers to plant corn every other year to control the infestations. With corn prices high, that's a hard sell. In Sac County, Iowa, I'm Joyce Russell for Marketplace.